It's been cold. I don't know about you guys, but I was homebound for a bit and I did a lot of cleaning up. But recently, one loyal Dear Drew viewer, Morgan Kleinschmidt, came by the office and looked at my corner and said, "What's going on over there?" And she used very dramatic hand movements. So I'm going to clean up here. Samantha Hallis, Dear Drew, what do you think about the hiring and extension of Brian Gain and Bill O'Brien, respectively? How will this affect the Texans moving forward? Well, those guys both talked about alignment, about being and thinking as one, and I think it's a good thing because Brian Gain's got experience in a lot of different areas with a lot of different teams, most notably under Bill Parcells, a guy who has really, really done amazing things in his NFL career. He's a Hall of Famer. And then he's worked here. He knows kind of how the Texans operate and what the vision is. So I'm very excited about both those moves and can't wait to see things get going there. Steve Hicks, Dear Drew, if we don't have a number one or number two pick, will we still have a draft party? Yes. On the Saturday of the draft, the Texans plan on doing something. The details will be released a little bit later, but yes, they're still going to have a celebration of sorts. Brad Kendrick, Dear Drew, when will we address the O-line? Well, Brad, the Texans, as we heard from Brian Gain, the new GM, will definitely be active in free agency, active in the draft, active in waiver wires, active in practice squad upgrades. They're going to do it as soon as they possibly can. Free agency starts early March, around March 7th, March 8th, March 9th, March 10th, and then the draft is in late April. But you can bet once the spring gets moving, you'll see some transactions taking place. Good question, Brad. And for that, you win scratch offs. So, you know the drill. Email right here, say, "Hey, I want scratch offs," and we'll send some your way. Joe Martinez says, "Dear Drew, how long have you been a Houston fan? Do you know the long legacy of heartbreak for Houston fans?" I've been here since 1977. So, yeah, I know some stuff, okay? I know that the Oilers can break a heart better than any woman could. So, yeah, I know some stuff, all right? All right, can't wait to answer more questions next week. Thank you for watching and replying and sending stuff in to Dear Drew. I love you.